From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For the third day of July 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly after 9 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees and a southwest wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation for today is 50%. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 68, and a southwest wind at around 6 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. The chance of precipitation for tonight is 40%. We'll run down the holiday weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. The Columbia County Finance Committee has accepted the 2013-14 CGCC budget. Nathan Mayberg is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Finance Committee voted unanimously on Tuesday to accept Columbia Green Community College's 2013-14 budget. College President James Campion presented the $17.4 million spending plan to the board. The budget will increase spending by 3.2% and calls for a 4% tuition increase. Columbia County's budget contribution will decrease during the coming year. Green County has been asked to contribute more. The budget will eliminate a full-time massage therapy professor, an administrator in the financial aid department, and three part-time administrative support staff. A public hearing on the spending plan will be held on August 14th. That full story you can find in today's Register Star. Over in Catskill, the Catskill Action Team is inviting everyone to come on over. Kyle Adams reports in the Daily Mail on the Catskill Action Team's move to lure more visitors to Catskill. Drivers leaving Hudson on Route 9G will now see a billboard displaying black type on a white field, reading, "It's only a river. Get over it." The billboard is part of the ad hoc grassroots organization's campaign to brand Catskill as the next big place for the up and coming to start something new. CAT members have been involved in various projects during the past months, including the Main Street Memorial Trees Program, the Beautification and Gardening Initiative, Cultivate Catskill, and early plans for bringing top shelf chefs to the village. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And in our final story, with all this flooding, boaters are being warned of dangerous conditions. The New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation Commissioner is alerting boaters to potentially dangerous conditions during the upcoming holiday weekend. In a statement released on Tuesday, the department warned of high waters and fast-moving rivers and streams due to a recent heavy rainfall. Boaters are advised to wear life jackets, especially while aboard small manually propelled watercraft. Among the department's recommendations are to properly equip and carry essential safety gear, signaling devices and whistles, to always let others know where you are going and when to expect your return, and to refrain from mixing alcohol with boating. More information on safety can be found online at nysparks.com. So as you know, the weather pattern of showers and thunderstorms and high humidity continues to hang over our area, but the chance of precipitation is decreasing steadily. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 9 a.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 83. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. For Thursday, Independence Day, the chance of precipitation decreases to 30% with a high near 88 degrees. For the fireworks on Thursday night, the chance of precipitation remains at 30% with a low around 68. That 30% chance of precip continues through Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. And Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 69. But for the weekend, for Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 90 degrees, no mention of precipitation. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. And for back to work Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 10 minutes. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. So that's a wrap on the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the third day of July 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a safe holiday.